They actually played really well in the game against Rovers. So we watched it back and they had chances and they played really well. So don't be disappointed they suffered a defeat, especially against their arch rivals and Shamrock Rovers. But they've been on a great run of form up until this point of the season. No, they're top of the league for a reason, because they've been very good and very strong throughout. So it's important we go there in the back of our result against Drogheda and our mindset that we go and attack the game and go and try and win the game, because it's a venue we've done well in the past and a good surface and a big crowd. It'll suit how we like to play, so we're looking forward to it.
That's a game, as you say, that Bows have been, like the Brendan, has been a sellout. A big atmosphere, big pitch. Derry players will be sort of looking forward to this. Like, how could you not?
We've got a lot of big names right throughout the squad. Big games, big names and all that there. Our boys thrive in the big occasion, so we're looking forward to it. You know, it's good to go down and play the league leaders. Good to go down and play on a good surface in front of a big crowd, as you say. So, you know, we're looking forward to coming back, especially in the back of a hard-fought one. At Drogheda, it was important that we bounced back from a Rovers defeat, which we did. Now it's important we're going back that up. Now we're going to a tough venue against one of the top sides in the league and go down there and putting on a performance and hopefully getting a result.
You've so many games now back-to-back, Friday, Monday. You can get a wee bit of momentum now with so many games back-to-back.
That's it. If you hit top form for the next couple of weeks, you know, you could definitely pick up a lot of real valuable points that you'll need to do. We've got a tough weekend with Bows and then Dundalk. You know, it's two really, really tough fixtures. But again, like I say, if our boys play the way they've been playing up in my time, short time here, and keep that heads down and keep that strong mentality that they have, as well as the players coming back from injury, there's no reason to say we can't go on a strong run over the next couple of weeks and months.
Talking of injuries, obviously training's just finished today here. What's the situation with anybody back?
Well, the boys are a week closer to full return. Cameron Dunnigan, Mark Connolly are really, really close to be involved again, which is a massive boost. Patrick might need another week or two before he's back. And young Colly Whelan, obviously we're waiting on the scan result to see, hopefully not too much damage to that knee injury. So, you know, we've got good news coming with boys coming back and an hour a week closer to return. So that's going to be a massive lift day, not just the players and the team, but also the supporters of the club, because they know how important them players are. And whenever we get everybody fit and available, you know, we've got as good a squad of players as any of us in this division.